Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Remember, the operative word is free, and I think you'll like it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe easier than it takes to subscribe. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my site, including finding out more about Jeffrey Zabar. And, of course, the only place you can find out more about him than my site is his site, which we'll tell you about in a little bit. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. I know you're just a little bit under the weather, folks. And I only point this out about Jeff being a little under the weather to let you know how dedicated he is to being able to speak to you and maybe saying something that will help you in your small business. Jeffrey, we always admire that about you, and we appreciate it.
Well, I thank you so much. And at the very least, it keeps me from having to get three kids ready for school, and I leave it in my wife's capable hands. So.
The truth finally comes out.
There you go. So if you need me for the hour today,
it's okay.
I'll be here with you, okay? I'm here for you, my man.
You're here for me, aren't you, Jeff? Hey, by the way, did you know this is Earth Day?
This is Earth Day. Go hug a tree.
When we get off the show, we all have to go out and hug a tree.
Go hug a tree.
I'm only teasing, folks. I love trees, too. I'm just teasing.
Or you can hug the earth, but it's kind of big to get your arms around. So.
Well, it doesn't taste too good either. especially if somebody wants you to kiss it. Jeff, I know one of the things you want to talk about today is something that you and I, as writers and as producers of content for a living, you and I do quite a bit, but I think we can find an angle in here for our audience too. And go ahead and tell us what it is.
Yeah, well, one thing that's interesting is I think you and I as writers and other people who may produce some sort of content, whether it's the written word, whether it's audio or video of some sort, whether it's your marketing materials that you create for sales materials for to market or sell your business or your enterprise or whatever you do, the ability to turn repurpose content, to just turn what you already have into something new is really key. And where it stemmed from is I was having a conversation earlier this week with a gentleman who I've written about in the past, and he started a website called defendingthenet.com. And what's really important about that website is that it teaches you how to defend your website, to defend your internet access against hacks and viruses and all the different things and spyware that can come in and mess up your day as far as your internet surfing experience and downloading experience is concerned. But more to the point, he wanted content on home officing. And so we worked together, and I said, well, you know what? I have all my books that I've written, but they're in book form, although I have them digitally as Word documents. He said, why don't you save them as PDF files, as Adobe Acrobat files, and put them on my website, and we can sell them to people. And I'm like, okay, why don't I do this? Because I'm not set up to sell content directly off my website. So I said, why don't we set it up, and we'll partner. And he's getting now, he started with nothing with his website earlier this year. He launched it in like December or January. He's getting 9,000 unique hits a week on his website now. And that's a lot of traffic for me that I'm not getting because he's more pertinent at this moment than I am. And he's doing a lot of aggressive marketing. So if I can get on his homepage with a link to his sales and then back to my site, I've repurposed content, turned what was printed matter into digital content that can then be sold off his website. And I think more to the point is the ability to partner with other people to grow the exposure that we have and that might even lead to, if not sales, at least traffic back to my own site. And I think that's the partnership and the repurposing are really key to making that happen.
I think that's a good point. And here's an example, Jeff, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about how a typical small business, which you and I are not typical, we're pretty abnormal, I guess, but we're certainly not typical. And exactly. And of course, as you know, I never use the word normal around here. Abnormal maybe, but not normal. But anyway, I like the way you wove the partnering thing in there too. The thing I was thinking of is a lot of small business owners, you know, they say, well, if I put a website up, everybody says I have to have content. Well, that's true. But nobody ever said it had to be your content. And if and people and you know Blasting Game, you're always saying I need to have a email marketing campaign. I need to reach out to my customers once a month, once a quarter, whatever, with some stuff. But I don't write well. I'm not a writer, and I don't have this stuff. I'm too busy making payroll. And you know what? I understand. But as I said earlier, as I just said, Jeff, it doesn't have to be your content. And the point is there are plenty of people out there in every industry imaginable who write for those industries. They focus on those things. And those people oftentimes, more times than not, Jeff, as you know, will allow people to post the things that they write as long as attribution is there and as long as there's a link to right. their other stuff.
Right.
And many times it's at no cost, many times.
And that is a great marketing tool for even if you think you're not a good writer, you know, you want to put content up on your site, so that's great. But I, as a writer, and I know you as a writer, often look for venues to give our stuff away for the cost of attribution. And it's not, and like you said, it's a link or an email link back to us. And even if you're not a great writer, I think one of the things that people have to keep in mind is the fact that they are experts in their field. And that's
right.
when I go out and I speak on small business marketing. You know, you may be a plumber, you may be a carpenter, you may run a flower shop, and you may not think you're the expert. But for the people who are coming to ask you questions, you are the expert. So
right.
if you can write something on what's the right floral bouquet for Mother's Day, or, you know, how to choose the right floral, or what could be wrong with your toilet if you're a plumber, you know, it's making this funny sound or something's happening, how can you troubleshoot it? If you write that and then put it out there on a home ec type site or something like that, it doesn't have to be perfect and polished. Quite often you can ask the person posting it, look, just give it a once over, make sure it's pretty correct. Or you can have your spouse or a friend or somebody give it a, you know, just see.
Jeff, let me give you a low tech thing. Folks, you know things. Let's say, you know, you talked about the florist thing, Jeff. If you know how bulbs are supposed to be planted, obviously where this is the wrong time, you should be planting them in the spring. But let's say whatever, so it's an annual.
Are you a florist?
I know a little bit about bulbs, but the thing is that if you're planting annuals, then and you know a little bit about that, and it's and every time somebody comes in your store, you tell them what you know, and they're impressed. What about putting that on a sheet of paper,
right.
just a plain old sheet of paper, and have and reproducing it, having it there? And when people come in, they say, "Well, what about so and so?" Say, you know, look, I've got a sheet right here that I've prepared for you, and give it to them. Of course, it'd be good if you could tell them personally. But what if there are six people standing in line? It's a way of getting out to your customers
right.
what you know or what someone else knows. It's all about repurposing, and I like your idea, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar. I told you he'd have some good stuff. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Did I say that already? I don't think so, but if I did, you heard it twice. Jeffrey Zabar. I know I haven't said that. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's the author of Safe at Home. He's the author of Home Office Know-How. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. I almost hurt my arm carrying all these things in here today. Jeff, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
I really encourage you to find out more about his books, folks. If you're home office, if you're home based or want to be, plan to be, Jeffrey's books are outstanding. And can they find out more about that at your website, can't they, Jeff?
They can find out more about my books, all my content, which soon will be available digitally online.
There you go. And now the books they can buy from your website?
They can get it, get much of the content from there, and then we're going to work on that partnership and,
right.
and get them up available elsewhere as well.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. All right. Jeff, another thing that I know you had on your mind had something to do with Yahoo. What's that all about?
Well, one of the things I wrote about recently in my Sun Sentinel column, I do a marketing column for small business marketing column for the Sun Sentinel down here in Fort Lauderdale. Every other week, and I wrote about free email services, and it's funny, I spend a lot of money every month for broadband service to my residents, and that's the way I run my business, and I get so little, not value, but when it comes to email service out of my paid account, it's pretty narrow. I don't get a lot of capacity as far as megabytes and the like. But these email services, Gmail, for example, Google's mail service, is now offering 2 gigabytes of data storage on your email service, or on their email service. And Yahoo, which used to offer 250.
This is your stuff on their server.
This is your stuff on their server. So if someone sends you PDF files, sends you Word documents, sends pictures of the kids on vacation, whatever the case may be, all that can be stored up to 2 gigabytes. And I'm telling you, people, 2 gigabytes is an awful lot of data to be stored, especially in a
Why would you need them to store it for you, though? I can understand needing the extra bandwidth to get it to come into your computer, but why do you need them to store it?
Well, the thing is, when you're running a small business, when you're out on the road, for especially as you head into summer and you're going to be traveling more, because my service has so little capacity, not so little, but not enough capacity for my needs to store, if I'm away from an internet connection for 2 or 3 days, my inbox can get filled.
Okay. So you're saying this is in as opposed to it coming on into your computer.
Right, it would be stored there. It gives me.
You could actually access it from their servers.
From their server, anytime, anywhere. So any internet-enabled computer.
This would especially be helpful for people who are still on dial-up, right?
For people who are on dial-up, exactly, or for people who, again, have an account somewhere, but they may be on the road. I mean, it's akin to what, for example, what an AOL is, where they give it's very simply accessed anywhere. But with a user ID and password, you can log on to these services, and they are free.
What this solves is that a lot of these ISPs, like AOL and some of those, would actually kick out a big file. They'd actually truncate it or refuse to accept a big attachment.
Right. And so these accept.
So this is the answer to that.
Right. There are a number of downsides to going with a Yahoo Mail, a Hotmail, a Gmail service. And Gmail, you have to be invited to join because it's still in beta testing. You can't just go and sign up. Somebody has to send you an invite. But, the downside is if you send an email from Gmail, it's going to be jeffzabar@gmail.com as opposed to jeff@chiefhomeofficer.com. So it's not branded as such, although you can step up to Premier or Premium Services where they can secure a domain for you and give you that branded email, jeff@chiefhomeofficer, if I didn't have it already.
Right.
But so it comes out as a non-branded. And for many people, I've long said that if you're running a legitimate business, I do have an AOL account, and I have jzabar@aol.com. I mean, that's my fail-safe. That's my fallback. That's my position. If my email isn't working, I can use that. But that's not the way I want to brand myself day in and day out. I don't work for them. I don't want it to look like I'm part of them.
Exactly.
You don't want to
co-brand with them on your email. You want to have your brand out there.
You want to have your brand out there. But these are great for, again, when you're traveling, you can even put in a SIG file at the bottom, which is, again, a signature file that's attached to every outbound email that gives your contact information or whatever little message you want
what
to say.
What you're saying is that these are options that you can look at, and you mentioned the Google, but also Yahoo does this, right?
Yahoo, Google, Hotmail. In fact, I noticed that
Hotmail's gotten a lot better about accepting bigger files.
Yeah, they're all sort of stepping it up. You know what it is? It's competition.
That's
competition is driving them.
Well, and also broadband, the distribution of broadband across the country is causing people or allowing people to send larger files, and these ISPs are having to realize they can't truncate people's their customers' messages anymore.
Right, exactly. And it's a great thing for the user. It's a great thing for what we're after. We're going to see more and more of this. And in fact, if people want to learn more, the column I wrote for the Sun Sentinel on this is both on my website, chiefhomeofficer.com, or if they want to see some past columns, they can go to sun-sentinel.com and just put in my name in the search box, D-B-A-R, and it'll come up. But, you see a lot of them. There's even those out there that have companies that are grabbing writers.com or plumbers.com. And
exactly.
Then they allow you to brand your name, jeff@plumbers.com. I don't know if that's an exact one.
Jeff, we've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always great. Thanks
Your
for
trooper,
having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com. Check out that column that he has there, too. And don't forget to check out his books. Quick break. Right back with Rich Galen after these messages, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.